Kelim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Knei Moznayim Shel Soroikos. Soroikos, Miloshen Sorik, which is the comb, are those that were in the business of being Sorik, Tzemer, or Pishtin. So they would have long piles of Tzemer, Pishtin, which then they would put up on some type of pole, and they would sell it. The way they would sell it is they would sell it by weight. So there's a pole, that's the Knei Moznayim. Pole goes from side to side. On one side there's a weight. It's called Unkelios. And it's weighted. And then there's a hook by which they hang the Schoira. And they see when it balances out the way the old-fashioned scales are. So because it has on it Unkelios, it can be Tomei, even though Be'etzin, the Knei Moznayim, is Pshute Kliya, it's just a pole. But since the pole b'derech klal has unkelios on it, unkelios is knei mateches, so because of that, the knei moznayim is mekabel tumo. And because of that, the Mishnah speaks out, nei unkelios, the shel balabatim, if it's just regular people have a scale, so b'derech klal, they didn't have unkelios on it. Im yesh be unkelios tomei, if it does have, then it's tomei, but there's no stomach that it has. Now, the Mefarshim Shtelzachon is the Unkelios are made out of metal, and on the other side, the Mishkolis, which creates the balance, is also metal. So why do you have to come on to Unkelios? Vaistoy says the Mishnah Achrayna, that the Unkelios is a Dovah Kavua, so it's part of the Maznaim, and it's considered the Maznaim Otu, the Unkelios, because it's part of it. The Mishkolis is something that comes on and comes off, different weights. It's not part of the Kli. Just something you hang on, so it's not mekabel tuma, the pshute kliyets of the knei of the koneh, or to the mishkelos only or to the unkelios, which balance it out. Unklin shel katofin, this is a long pole of ketef, people that are porters, and they have these long poles over their shoulder and they carry heavy satchels. Tohiro, to kliyets without a clay kibble. The shel roichlim, the long poles that are held by people that sell. Peddlers that sell roichlims usually, moichri b'samim, and things like that, tmeo. Because it has over there, in order to hold on to the schayra, it has a base kibble, so it's pshute kliyets, as opposed to kliyets with a base kibble. Yudah oimeh, shel roichlim shelafonov, the chelik that's in front of him is tmeo. Because that's a base kibble, and then he carries the schoirin. Shalachrov, if the base kibble is in the back of him, tahoiro, because the base kibble has to be the ikar maso. The ikar maso is definitely going to have in front of him, because that's where he's going to be able to watch it. What's behind him is only there in order to make it even on the shoulder. He puts in some stuff in the back in order just to be able to hold it evenly on his shoulder. This way the pole, people could look and they could see what he has. So the ikur of the kli is the base kibble. The front of that renders it a base kibble. That's tomei. The chelik in the back is not. Unkeli dargosh tmeo. This is a hook that's made of metal. A dargosh is a type of bed. You have it in type, or you have it in Chazal, l'moshul legabe hilchos avelus, hafichas hamitos. One of the beds that's mentioned is a dargosh. You have it in other places also in Shas. So the frame was held up by hooks. So this is a hook with which one is mechaber the skin that holds up the mattress. Tmeo, that's Tommy. Even though it doesn't have a shame, kli bifne atzma, it's mechuba lemito, and a mito is mekabel tumah. V'shal naklitim, naklitim is also, you have in Mesech HaSukkah, let's say, like I mean naklitim amito, these are poles that have like a canopy, one of the beds with a side, and there are poles over there that the hooks hold on the canopy over the poles. Tahira. The naklitim are attached to the poles, and it's pshute kliyets. So the hooks, the metal hooks that are attached to the dargish, are attached to a bed. Bifnei atzmom, they're not a kli bifnei atzmom. But they're mechuba to the mita, they're metame otu the mita over here, they're not klitim. These are the hooks that are hung on to the poles of this bed. The poles themselves are pshuta kliyets. So Mel, you don't have the otu of being part of something which is mekabel tuma. Shoshido. You have unkli, again, the same type of poles of a box. Tmeo, because the box itself, which is made of eitz, has a clay kibble, it's mekabel tuma. It's all to that, the poles as well. The shalakoin, this is a type of box that they used to catch fish in. It doesn't have a base kibble. I don't know if it's a net or it's something that's attached to the net and it helps catch the fish. Vinishvi doesn't have a base kibble. So it's mechubet to some that doesn't have kabbalah tuma itself. So it's not a kabbalah tuma. Shol shulchan tome. The shulchan atzma is mekabbalah tuma. Memel the unkli of the shulchan is mechubet to a zach which has kabbalah tuma. Shol menorah so it's tohor. The menorah itself, if it's pshut kliyets, doesn't have kabbalas. It doesn't have a base kibble. It's not mekabbalah. Ze aklal kol. We're talking about any pole or hook or anything like that that doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzma. We've mentioned this cloud before. The cloud of Kabbalah's tumah over here is only otu. So it's only when it's mechuber. If it's standing by itself, the avad, it's not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a shem klib b'fnei atzmo. Mishnas Taris has a very significant diuk in this din of kolam mechuber l'tomei tomei v'mechuber l'toi toi. He brings a sugya. We're talking over here about all types of metal hooks and the variety of kelim over here. And all of them are not kelim bifnei atzmon. They're mechuber to a shulchan, all different types of wood. And they become kli eitz l'chayru. Because mechuber l'tomei is tomei like that thing. So he brings a sugya in Bava Kamed Av Tzadik Beis. And over there the Shittim Kubetzes brings B'shem Rav Haigoin. That if theoretically, if you take something like an unkli, which is mechuber to function as part of one of these type of kliyets, and it be made out of evan. Evan is not something that's mekabel tumah b'derechal, but since it's mechuber l'tomei, it becomes part of the zach, which is mekabel tumah, l'chayre, it's also mekabel tumah. Why? Because the mechuber l'tomei becomes part of that kli, and now it's roi l'kabel tumah as it. The significance of that is that if you say that an Evan which has no standard din of Kabbalah's Tumah becomes Roy LeKabbalah Tumah because it's now part of the Kliyets, what happens if you have metal hooks, the din that we're discussing in our Mishnah, and the metal hook is put onto a table, the table's only Kliyets. So what does the metal become? The metal becomes Mechubel LeKliyets. What's the difference if it has a Tumah? Mitzad Kliyets or Klimateches? Simple Nafgemina. If it's Tumas Meis that we're discussing, would there be a din of Tumah Chamura of Cherev Arein Kechol? Many Rishonim hold that Cherev Arein Kechol is only by Tumas Meis, is only by Klei Mateches, not by any Kehler. That should be a major nafkamina between this, in this type of thing. When you look at the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Kehlim Halach Yud Aleph, it sounds not that way. The Rambam is Madgish, Zeh HaKlal. Kol Kli Shemekabel Tumah B'fnei Atzmei Min HaToyro, Hareo Unkli, the hooks that are attached, Shom Mateches Shalom Mekabel Tumah. He stresses the Mateches to say that L'chayra, that's Tumas Mateches. That means that the base kibble of the table renders Hashem Kli on the hook that holds it up, and the hook becomes a Dava Mekabel Tumah. It's as if it has its own suitability, its own being Roy L'Kabel Tumah, because it has a Hishtamshus. Being part of the table, now the hook becomes a davar mekabel tumah. Very big chiddush. That seems to be what's meduik in the Rambam. Mishnah Gimel. Kisui teni shel mateches shel balabatim. This is a teni, is a basket, and it has a covering over it that's made of metal. Shel balabatim. We discussed this in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Tes, and we'll go back to it. The covering of this teni, shobalabatim, is different than ones that are used by professionals. If it's shobalabatim, Ram Gamliel mitamei v'chachom mitar. Ram Gamliel is mitamei because the kisui has a base kibble and it's considered a kli bifnei atzmoi. The chachom ma mitaher because it's a kisui of a kli. A kisui is not a dover Hoimid le shtamshes bifnei atzmoi. Then hoimid has a kli bifnei atzmoi. Mel it's not mekabel tumo. The show roifim tome, because the roifim were ruggled to put in the cover, sometimes to use it as a dove bifnei atzmoi, the kli. For example, you have a doctor pulls up for a house call, and he has his medical supplies in this tani, and he puts some supplies to Tori to take him down, some bandages, some cream, some medicine into the cover, and he carries that in. So since it's a dover ha'imid l'shtamshes b'fnei atzmai, sometimes, even though it's used as the kisui, it's considered as having a shem kli b'fnei atzmai. What we discussed in Perkei Aleph Mishnah Tes is that the Ravid in his Pirush and Idyos on this Mishnah, it's over there also, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, in the Pirush HaRaiva in Idyos, he says that we're talking over here about the cover, Kishal Atzmi doesn't have a clay kibble. The Taich that we just said, that the cover has a clay kibble, is in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Milchus Kelim Halacha Vav. What the Rambam seems to be holding is that the cover, if it wouldn't have some type of Ishtamsh Tzmei Atzmi, even though Be'etzim, physically it has some type of clay kibble, it's indented, and it can, things can't sit in it, and it has a clay kibble, but it's never used as a clay kibble, so it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Clay kibble is mekabel, gives it a shame, kli meteches, if it's used as such. If it's not used as such, it's not. And the Ravid seems to hold that. If it would have a clay kibble, it would be mekabel tumah. The nekuda over here is that it's pshute kli meteches. Pshute kli meteches are mekabel tumah if they're used. The ones that are using it are the Ravid. Another similar case, Hadela Shebemigdal, the door of closet, probably like a big case. Shobalabatim to Haira, because it's not a Dovahim Bifnei Atzmoi. The Shol Reifim to Meya, because again, the Reifim carry on, they carry on splints and bandages, the Mepharshim say. Hayituchim, Yituchim are like tweezers that are used of metal, they pick up. When they form clay kesef, they're melting silver into the shape of klis, it's very hot. So it's picked up out of the place where it's melted and it's dropped into something else to hold on to it. So that's a clay shimush. Vaprochin, these are pieces of metal that are put inside a pot that the pot shouldn't burn when the pot is heated up. So Miller, they stick it to the side, but it's not a dova imid, it doesn't have a shimush b'fnei atzmai. So it's tahir, piece of metal, but doesn't have a shem kli. Akrav beis habad. This is a piece of metal that's bent, that's put in a press, like in a wine press or an olive press, to hang on kelim. It's bent like a hook. This way you can hang on kelim. Tmeo. Lamaisa, it's a klei shimush b'fnei atzmai. It's a holding. It's something that holds kelim. V'unkli shebiksolim is a hook that's put on the wall to hang up chafetzim. Picture just a regular hook in the wall that you can hang a shirt or a jacket on. Tahira, because it's put on the karka. It's tashmisha in my karka. Tashmisha in my karka is dinam karka. It's not mekabel tumah. This last point is interesting. What we just said, because it's mechuba lekarka, so it's dinam karka, is in the Rav from the Rash. You look at the Rambam peg tes halach yiral hilchus kelim, brings this with the other din of vonkli, mechuber l'tohar is tohar. Now it's a din of karka. Just because it's mechuber to some, that's not mekabel tumah. There's some to know why there's a difference between the nuschois.